Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hola. What is up? What is up? What is up? Let's talk about the factory today, the idol factory. That is I-D-O-L, the idol factory. What's it mean? What's it about? Well, I'll tell you what it's about. I'll tell you what it means. We're off to another big week in the Everyday Saturday Nation. If you would like to work together one-on-one with yours truly, the humble podcaster for the past 13 years, over 15 million downloads. But more importantly, I'd love to help you launch your movement. Go to samcrowleycoaching.com, samcrowleycoaching.com. Hit apply now. Answer a few quick questions. Let's start working together. Get your movement launched, man. Get you out on the stages. Get your message out there. Monetize that message. Every day I see this online. People chasing new stuff, man. It's money. It's fame. It's pleasure. Whatever it is, man. Whatever it is. It's like our heart is an idol factory. And it's producing new shiny objects for people to chase every single day. And until you get really clear on what it is that you want to do and who you want to talk to and what it is that you want to kind of do for the rest of your life, your heart's never going to be in the right spot. It's always going to be that idol factory, cha-ching, 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 like a mass assembly line. I'm going to go chase that MLM, that network marketing company. I'm going to go be a YouTube expert, a LinkedIn expert, Twitter expert, Instagram. I'm going to be famous. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to make money, 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 money. You're just chasing idols, man. And everybody does it. It seems like everybody, at least everybody on my Facebook feed seems to be doing it. And I'm not even saying that they're chasing a different idol every week, but they'll latch on to something for a few months. And then they'll say, oh, my God, I just discovered, and then fill in the blank. You know, I'm going to go do this now. Wow, look at me. Look at how passionate I am about that. Finally found it. Finally found my passion. Whoop, whoop. And then they'll hang on to that for a couple, 3 months. And that's why none of that stuff lasts, man. It's like putting some of that junk food in the pantry. It gets stale after a while. And then it doesn't work for you and it didn't make any money and didn't have any success with it. So you go chase something else. And I'm not saying if you've got your main core business and you're trying out, say, different modes of getting new prospects or leads like LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, podcasting, whatever it is, that's fine. I mean, we're always testing and tweaking landing pages and messages and lead magnets and things like that. Or you test out different stages that you want to speak on. Maybe you went to the Kiwanis or the Rotary Club, or maybe you spoke at someone else's event or your own event. Maybe 3 people showed up and then 10 people showed up, something like that. Or maybe you're building out a presentation for a webinar or a live event and you're tweaking slides. I'm not talking about that because that's all under the same umbrella. That's all under the same thought process. I'm talking about jumping ship because you want to now go chase this idol. You know, be careful where your heart's at, because where your heart's at, that's where your mind and your brain are going to go. And I'm telling you, man, if your heart can be that easily persuaded to go chase stuff just because right now for the first 30 days it's not working. I mean, think about the craziness of the society that we're in right now, this where, you know, if we don't get results in the first 6 months even, or even maybe the first year, it just isn't going to, you know, it's not going to matter. You got to stay in it, man. And you can look at anybody. I have a lot of friends, for example, and those of you, you know, you're listening to this podcast in the Amazon FBA niche. And I've known these guys and girls for probably the better part of the past 5 or 6 years. And again, you know who you are. And to see the ones that are now having success, I'm so damn proud of them. Because I remember back when I was on their webinars or speaking at their events or just kind of hanging out with them at some random networking thing, and they were just getting started. And they were doing retail arbitrage. So that means they were going into Target or Walmart or Costco when they were buying products, and they were sending them in to Amazon to have them fulfilled, and they would have to wait to get paid 6 weeks or so. And they had kind of a little bit of a snowball effect. Maybe they made $500 one month and then made $5,000 a year later. But in between that month one and month 12 was a lot of heartache, a lot of stress, a lot of tweaking and testing. And then you got people in that Amazon FBA niche who went out and outsourced in China or different countries, and then they put their own name on the products. I'm drawing a blank, man. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? They put their own name on the product, call it their own, and now they're selling it and crushing it, doing six figures a month. That's what it means to stay in the game. What happened? Did Amazon change? Not really. I mean, the whole business method's always been the same. Send it in, let them fulfill it, and you get paid. Man, model doesn't change. Now the rules and regulations and what you can sell and can't, that all changes. But that's every business. You know, that's running. Try running Facebook ads for more than 6 months at a time if you want to see something that really changes. But the people having success in that niche, that retail online arbitrage niche, or just putting their own name and selling stuff online, those are the people that deserve it. They deserve it. If you haven't been in it very long, you don't deserve the rewards. I mean, nobody's going to have that kind of a harvest if you don't plant the seed and keep working that field, man. It's just the way it works in business and relationships and in everything. So where's your heart? Do a check. Excuse me. Where's your heart? Where's it? What idol are you chasing this week? Because I promise you, if you're chasing a different idol this week or this month, your results are going to be the same as they've been last month, last year, the last 5 years. How do I know? Wait for it. How do you think I know? What do I say every time I give a message like this? How do you think I know this? Because I used to do it myself. Because I used to do it myself. I've been chasing a different idol. I mean, I told the story a long time ago on this podcast how I was going to get rich with gumball machines. I mean, freaking gumball machines. Are you kidding me? I was in my corporate office. It was 2001, 2002, and I got that direct mail magazine that we all got, BizOp magazine, you know? And own your own gumball machine franchise. And I was in such pain. I mean, literally, I wanted out of the job so much. I got my feet up on my desk. It's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm reading through it. I'm imagining myself as a gumball machine magnet. Like, wow. Yeah. I could go around on my lunch break once a week and empty out all the nickels and pennies and dimes and refill, and I can keep the gumballs in my car. Of course, that makes so much sense. Like, that's not stupid at all. And I just talked myself into the gumball machine. It was the tanning salon. After that, I'd go through the biz ops in the newspaper. Guy was selling a tanning salon. So I went up. I drove to Fairfield, Ohio, maybe 40 minutes outside of downtown on my lunch break again. And I did a walkthrough of a guy's tanning salon. I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, not so much. I can't really see. First of all, I don't want to drive 40 minutes every day to a tanning salon. And I don't want to stand here all day like this guy waiting for somebody to come in and lay in a tanning bed. So and then I got a buddy who's an attorney say, oh, you're just waiting for a lawsuit, buddy. You know what's coming down the pike. Those things are going to be – this was 2001, so that was 17, almost 18 years ago. He said, you won't see a tanning bed in 5 years. You guys see tanning beds around? It's 2019 almost. Yeah, okay, he was wrong about that. People still tan. But I didn't want to do the tanning salon. I was chasing a different idol, and I could go on and on and on and on, and it wasn't until I got right – with this entrepreneurial, helping people, working with people one-on-one and speaking and really trying to create a lifetime of Saturdays, whatever that looks like for you, that's when my heart was dialed into my passion and my purpose. And everything kind of synced, that triangle, the heart, the passion, the purpose, everything synced together. Those three things were in line. That's when it felt right. That's when the money came in, because the money always follows. It always does. I don't know how long it takes, but it does. It works. It always works. It always does. Because you're authentic, you're not a phony anymore, people know you're not doing it just for the money. So don't be that guy or that girl. Don't go chase the gumball machines. Now look, if there's somebody listening, you got a gumball machine franchise, that's awesome. Congratulations. Happy gumball chewing. But for everybody else that doesn't, make sure you don't chase those idols and don't make your heart an idol factory. Let me say that again. Make sure your heart is not an idol factory. Launch your movement, your message, your product, your service that you love to do, because nobody else can do it like you. Nobody else can articulate the features and benefits of it like you can. That's what makes it so damn special, you know? So don't give up. Don't ever give up, man. Don't give up, because it's going to take a long time, because guess what? The time's going to pass anyway, so you might as well stay in the game, okay? Don't give up. Stay in the game. I love this message, man. I love that never give up message. It never gets old. Never give up. Never gets old. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.